Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Last year, the women's soccer team from Iran was prevented from playing a qualifying match for the Olympics this year because they refused to remove their hijabs before kickoff. And all over the world, really, female Muslim soccer players often find themselves in the same predicament, having to make a choice between their faith and their sport. That might change, though, thanks to a new decision from soccer's ruling body. Yesterday, FIFA unanimously overturned the ban on Islamic headscarves on the soccer field. That's a victory for Farah Khan, an activist with Right to Wear, which is an organization that's championed the cause to allow headscarves on the soccer field. Her father was one of the founders of the Muslim Soccer League in Toronto, and she grew up playing lots of soccer. Farah, what position do you play?
Oh, I played defense, and this decision, of course, is super exciting for me, not only as someone who loves soccer, but as someone who believes in that all women should have the right to play and wear if they want.
Well, joining us also is Asma Hilal, an Australian soccer player who wears a hijab, right, Asma?
Yeah, that's right, I do.
And does it in any way, shape, or form affect your play style, the way that you play, your safety on the field?
No, not at all, actually. I've been playing for over 15 years, and if anything, you know, I feel it enhances my performance, if anything. Keeps my hair back as well, but no, definitely no risks or anything involved in wearing the hijab on the field.
I wonder, Asma, if how many women this actually affects, how many girls actually end up having to choose or have had to choose in the past between their hijab and their sport?
Well, in terms of any the grassroots and domestic level of football in Australia, it hasn't been an issue, actually. But in terms of you know, at an international scale, it has affected quite a number of Muslim females, especially in the Arabian countries, you know, where they were prevented from playing in the World Cup and the Olympic qualifiers as well. So it sort of, you know, shattered their hopes of representing their country at an international scale, you know, especially if they've been playing for their entire lives and, you know, felt so passionately towards the sport. You know, football's the world game. It's all-inclusive, and, you know, for it to have previously been banned was pretty disheartening.
Asma Hilal, Australian soccer player, what position do you play?
I'm also a defender as well, centre-back, actually. Yeah. I was previously a striker, but got injured, so then I had to sit back in defence.
Nothing wrong with defence, Asma. Has any of you the girls you've played against or with ever made a comment about you wearing the hijab?
No, surprisingly not, actually. Australia's a pretty multicultural country, very accepting to different cultures, and generally, you know, approves of people's right and choice to wear whatever they want, really. And I haven't experienced any racism or any violence towards me for what I choose to wear. And, you know, in terms of trying to qualify for teams and at my Super League level, I've only been chosen due to my quality of football and nothing else, really.
So, Farah Khan, you've been an activist with Right to Wear, even though when you were playing soccer, you chose not to wear the hijab. How did this become, I mean, for an issue that wasn't an issue for you, why did you devote your time and effort to it?
I'm a Muslim woman, so it is an issue for me, and I'm a feminist, and so it becomes an issue for me there as well. I believe that people should have the right to play, and so it was an issue for me when I started seeing young Muslim women in my community not being allowed to play soccer because they wore the hijab, and people would use the FIFA ruling to make a decision about that. And it was escalated by when a referee who wore a hijab was also not allowed to be in soccer. This is ridiculous. So we started really organizing around how do we challenge this notion. And, you know, as a young Muslim woman, I don't think anyone has the right to tell me what to wear, be it my government, my family, my clergy, anyone. And so I want to support all Muslim women's right to wear whatever they want.
What was the winning argument, do you think? I mean, obviously, there was a unanimous decision coming out of FIFA. What changed their minds?
I think that Human Rights Watch, when they started talking about the campaign about right to play, and really this idea that it's important to allow all people the right to play, and how ridiculous is to sideline a group of women because of their choice of dress. There's not very much at all. I don't think there's any documentation, really, of women getting into health hazards because they wear hijab. Women have been wearing hijab and playing many, many sports for a long period of time, playing in the Olympics, playing on their local teams, playing on their national teams. And so it makes sense to allow this to go forward. And there was such a groundswell of people really calling this out, especially, you know, we had people in FIFA themselves saying, this is ridiculous. We need to get this ban done.
Let me go back to you, Asma Hilal, Australian soccer player who plays defense. I mean, obviously, there's always this argument coming back from people who perhaps don't have a lot of knowledge of the Muslim faith, that they misinterpret the wearing of the hijab as something that's being forced on women by the males in their family. What response do you have to those people?
In fact, it's the complete opposite. You know, the Muslim women choose to wear the hijab in their own right, and it's because it's a part of their identity, and they wish to submit, you know, to a decree that they believe has been given by God. And it's the same with any act in Islam for both men and women, you know, whether it be fasting, praying, giving charity. The women, Muslim women, feel that there's a wisdom behind the hijab, and it's the overall moral framework of the Islamic tradition, basically.
Do you think it makes you more aerodynamic on the field, Asma? You think you catch a couple seconds when you're running down the field because your hair's slicked back?
I can't scientifically prove that, but it feels good.
Well, congratulations to Asma Hilal, Australian soccer player who wears a hijab, and Farah Khan, activist with Right to Wear, helped lead the fight to allow headscarves in soccer. And as I said, yesterday FIFA unanimously overturned the prior ban on Islamic headscarves on the soccer field. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.